Maryland Senator Ben Cardin only raises $15,000 as retirement rumors loom. By Jacob Bliss on April 16, 2023. Senator Ben Cardin, a longtime Democrat lawmaker from Maryland, only raised $15,042 in the last fundraising quarter, as no official re-election plans have been announced. The senator, who was first elected to office in 1986, has not officially announced running for re-election in 2024. However, while he takes his time to decide, the rumors of a possible retirement have grown since last year. Democrats from his state have reportedly been preparing campaigns that can strike ASAP if the genial Marylander retires. His new campaign finance filing from Friday showed that he only raised $15,042 this last fundraising quarter and raised less than $30,000 over the last 3 months of 2022, despite currently having just under $1 million in cash. In comparison, NBC News acknowledged over the weekend that at the same point in time during his last race, he raised $325,000 in the first quarter of 2017. A spokesperson for the senator told the publication not to look too much into his fundraising numbers since he has a large amount of cash on hand. Similarly to Cardin, Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, who recently announced she would not seek re-election, raised less than $600 in the last quarter of 2022 before her announcement. Feinstein made her announcement in February after she appeared to push off her decision to announce if she would run for re-election or retire. Additionally, as Democrats are reportedly readying campaigns in case Cardin signals he will retire, multiple Democrats jumped into the race for Feinstein's seat before she could make an official announcement. If the three-term senator retires, it could spark a crowded primary for the Democrat Party. In February, Politico explained that at least three politicians are looking to make a possible run, including Prince George's County Executive Angela Also Brooks and Reps. Jamie Raskin and David Tron. Additionally, while Maryland is considered to be a safe U.S. Senate Democrat seat, the party will inevitably be stretched thin as there are a lot of seats on the line. In the next election cycle, 23 of the 33 Senate seats up for re-election are currently held by Democrats or left-leaning independents, and former President Donald Trump won 6 of those states by double digits in at least one of his presidential elections. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.